Thank you for joining us on the Wings of Healing podcast, where we are walking by faith. Follow us for devotions, Bible studies, and encouragement as we discuss topics relevant to life.
Hello, everybody. Pastor Chuck Holsinger here, and we are back on the Wings of Healing podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today, and it's just an honor to be with you, and we pray that this is a blessing to you. We're going to be going to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 15 today, and so we're going to get right back into it. Just want to take just a brief moment, just a few moments to just reflect upon this particular scripture in 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. And so I want to title this little devotion today to stand fast, stand fast. Paul begins to speaking to the Thessalonian church, it says, therefore, which draws Paul is stating what I'm about to say. It goes along with what I've already said, but therefore, there's this punchline. He said to stand fast and hold the traditions. Both of these terms relate to stability. The doctrines of future things do not cause Christians to become inherent in their Christian lives. Far from it. Prophecy always leads to practical incentives for Christian living. The word therefore is a very strong in Greek. It really is. It's drawn from two Greek words. There is both this exhortation implied in this word. And so I want us to understand that Paul is saying what I'm about to say is very, very, very significant. And it's very, very, very important. And then he uses the term brethren, and he begins to remind them of their common heritage in Christ. The more that we understand how connected we are as the body, the more that we're going to be able to work together as believers and as the church, the way that Christ designed. We need to stick together in the commonality in the word. And through that, we will maintain, you know, more stability. You know, I've always said church isn't everybody in the church probably ain't going to do everything exactly the same. Now I want to be careful here. I want you to understand. I totally believe and sold on this idea that there are certain things, there's certain scripture, there's certain principles, there's certain ideologies in the church, and there's certain beliefs that in order to be in the church, we've got to grab a hold of those things. We got to believe. We got to walk in them. We got to repent of our sins. We got to be baptized in Jesus' name. We got to receive the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible said. I'm not talking about those kinds of things, but there are things that at times will divide the people of God, just the same as in the world. There's people that do things a certain way, that adhere to certain traditions, maybe a little differently than others. And I think that we're learning now as a body, it seems like we are, that just because maybe we don't hold all the same traditions don't mean we can't hold the same doctrine. And so I want us to understand, I believe that Paul is kind of relating to this, and he's trying to bring people together through his word. But that's not really what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the word stand fast. This idea of stand fast is to take a firm stand on something, to be steadfast. And we need to understand that we need to be steadfast in the word of God. We need to be steadfast in what the Lord has shown us, what the Spirit is leading us to do. We need to be steadfast. Fast in that. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 8, I want to grab that real quick. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 8, It tells us to, you know, talking about the deacons and the people who work in the church, he said, you know, likewise, the deacons must be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy with filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. We got to be steadfast in that. We've got to understand that we have to stand firm in the faith. We got to stand firm in the righteousness of God and be what God is calling us to be. And so that word stand firm, steadfast, means steadfast. And I hope that we kind of understand here, you know, the importance of these verses, because if there's ever a time we need to stand fast, it's right now. If there's ever a time that we need to stand firm in the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is right now. If there's ever a time we need to, as 1 Corinthians 16 and 13 says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things, verse 14, be done with charity. So Paul said to watch ye and stand fast in the faith and quit you like men, be strong in the Lord. And you know, we need to be subject to these things and be on guard, is what the scripture is saying, to stand firm in our faith in God, respecting his precepts and keeping the doctrine sound. If there's ever a time we need to make sure that we've got sound doctrine, it's right now. And understand that this ideology, this idea of standing firm is so important in our faith and in our walk with God, and so important to the world in which that we live in. And so that word, I want to just for a couple more minutes, stand fast, to be steadfast. It is to take a firm stand on the word of God. Without spiritual stability, Christians will sink into the quicksand of the prevailing human philosophy. If there's ever a time we're seeing people sway from the word of God, I'm not talking about, traditions of man. I'm talking about the word of God and that are swaying from these things that we never thought we would ever see take place, or we're beginning to see these things take place. Christians are to take their stand on the Bible, on the word of God, so they will not yield to the prevailing philosophies around them. You know, it's okay to admit that we live in an unstable environment. We live in an unstable environment. Our world is turning away from God. Our world, our communities, many of them are turning away from God. Now, that's just not all negative. I'm just telling you, it's happening, and we all know that. We live in an unstable environment, but God's word is the stability that we need to walk in, and it gives us sure footing when we're walking in that. The Bible said that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. There is satanic deception that is happening and trying to overshadow all of our communities, all of our world, all of our nations and countries. There is this satanic deception. There's a spirit of Antichrist that is already prevalent in our world today. So we need to be the people of God and be the people of the word of God. So Paul here is essentially telling them and telling us that when darkness comes, we got to stand up on the light of God's word. We've got to be steadfast in the work of the Lord. We got to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8 says, beware lest anyone cheat you through vain philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. So he said to, again, there's that word, there's those words, beware. Beware of these things. Watch these things. Understand these things. There are some things that the church needs to begin to understand that we're living in. He said to beware, lest any man should spoil you, and understand that spoil us through vain philosophy, things that's going to sound good, things that's going to look good. It's going to have little bits and pieces of good things, and even little bits and pieces of the Word of God. I've watched here these last few years, you know, some of these politicians, they can quote scripture. They sprinkle it in here and they sprinkle it in there. You know what some of that is? That's vain deceit. That's philosophies. They're following after the tradition of man, after rudiments of the world, but they're not following after Christ. And Colossians 2:9 says, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." So we've got to stand fast. We got to stand firm in the word of the Lord. I want to encourage you today. It was a short one, but I want to encourage you today to stand firm in the word of God. Don't be swayed to and fro. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom in his word. Ask the Lord to speak to your heart, and understand that not everything that you hear, not everything that sounds good is good. And so I think that there's certain things that God's word has in there for safeguards us to stand fast and steadfast and be steadfast in the word of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 16:13, in closing, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave and be strong. You are part of the kingdom of God. God has blessed you. So let's take a hold of his word and really get it in our hearts, our minds, and walk in the word of God. God bless you. We hope you enjoyed this today. It's kind of a short one, but the Lord bless you. Share this. Like it however it is on whatever, wherever you're listening to this, and pass it along to someone else that may be struggling in their faith, struggling to stand firm in the word of the Lord. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
We are glad you were able to join us today. Wings of Healing Worship Center is located in West Portsmouth near the beautiful Shawnee State Forest. We would love to have you join us for a service or a special event. Our services are streamed live on YouTube and Facebook, and more information can be found on our website. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope that you have a wonderful day.